Hey guys, don't forget, go check out our YouTube channel, Gamer Daily News. It's Gamer Daily News over at YouTube. We also have a subreddit, Gamer Daily News on Reddit. Subscribe to us in both places. Join the community, join the conversation. Let's get this music going. Today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2019. Black Desert Online gets rid of its Battle Royale. Star Wars Jedi premiere date is announced. And Black Desert Online makes $1 billion. A lot of Black Desert news today. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Thank you very much for joining me. It's Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. Happy hump day. Let's get this show on the road. First up, EA announced, or rather they released a photo, it's kind of a GIF, it's a video, if you will, of a lightsaber on a stone tablet is what it looks like, with some embers flying past it. They've announced that Star Wars Jedi The Fallen Order will premiere on April 13th. They're going to release it. Release the premiere. They're going to show us what it's all about. It's going to be a live stream on Star Wars Jedi The Fallen Order. And it will be announced at this year's Star Wars Celebration. It will be at 1:30 p.m. CDT on Twitch. The tweet announced the news. That's super exciting stuff. We know that they've been working on Star Wars for a while, that the project has changed hands a couple times within EA and the development process. So it's going to be interesting to see what Star Wars Jedi The Fallen Order actually is. Does it live up to the hype? Does it live up to Star Wars? Is it the Star Wars game that we want? Or is this going to be another forgettable Star Wars game, right? It's kind of those two things. There's games like Knights of the Old Republic, Battlefront, the original Battlefronts, and then there's a bevy of Star Wars games in between that nobody cares about. And hopefully this is the latter, a game that we love, that we adore, and that we care about. I'd like to get one. I'd like to sink my teeth into one. I'd like it. So hopefully EA can deliver. We'll see. April 13th. Stay tuned. We've got two more stories here today. This is a short news day, but Black Desert Online is getting rid of its Battle Royale mode. This is big news. They announced this in a blog post. This is what the blog post said. This January, Black Desert Online set out on a new challenge by introducing Shadow Arena, which has been widely acclaimed and is currently in its spring season. We had originally planned to provide continuous updates to Shadow Arena to keep it fresh and fun, but over time we had to consider how to balance making improvements to it while working on fresh content. We felt that the focus on new updates was deviating from our original direction, partially due to the time being dedicated towards this mode. In addition, the recent rise of third-party software added to our concerns, making us further contemplate on its place within the scope of Black Desert Online. As a result, we've decided that partial improvements on Shadow Arena could not be enough to keep it running as a regular feature. So after much consideration and discussion, we've ultimately decided to close Shadow Arena in its current state with the April 10th maintenance. We recognize this may not be good news for those of you who have enjoyed Shadow Arena since its launch. We sincerely apologize for the inconvenience we may have caused due to the relatively short notice we have provided. However, we are preparing a compensation package, and we will share the details on this with a future announcement. Apparently, it sounds like basically Shadow Arena nobody was playing. That's ultimately what it sounds like, because if a lot of people were playing it, then they would do everything they could to keep that in the game. Correct? Correct. So, why not cut the fat, trim the fat? Black Desert Online is doing extremely well at the moment. Just released on consoles. I'm enjoying it myself. Not having Shadow Arena is probably not going to hurt it much, especially since this game's endgame is solely PvP anyways. So this was a 50-player PvP Battle Royale Arena mode that it just probably didn't fit into the way that PvP players were playing this game in the first place. Our next story comes at us from DualShockers. Are you ready for this? Black Desert franchise has made over $1 billion. That's right, the Black Desert franchise has made over $1 billion. Pearl Abyss has announced a major new sales milestone for the MMO Black Desert. A little over 4 years after releasing, Pearl Abyss has announced today a remarkable new milestone that, in total, gross sales for Black Desert have now surpassed $1 billion lifetime. This is a remarkable feat, Pearl Abyss and Black Desert as a whole. In addition, it was also divulged that the title is now available in over 150 countries and boasts 18 million registered users. We're proud of what this achievement represents, the hard work and dedication from our teams over the past 4 years, and the support from a community of fans around the world, Pearl Abyss CEO Robin Jung said of the milestone today. With over 30% of gross sales for Black Desert stemming from mobile platforms, which saw an initial release in Asia in the past year, we're confident that sales are accelerating. Pearl Abyss is optimistic for the future of Black Desert, and we look forward to launching Black Desert Mobile globally by the end of the year. As Jung stated at the end of his message, Black Desert is now slated to come across to come westward on mobile devices by year's end. Most recently, Black Desert finally released on the Xbox One earlier this year in March. As the game continues to come to more and more platforms, the overall sales for the title will only continue to increase. Currently, Black Desert is available to play both on Xbox One and PC for those here in the West. I personally love it. I've been into it. I wasn't on the PC when it originally released 4 years, 3 years ago. But I jumped in on it with the Xbox One. I've been loving it. That $1 billion is well earned. It's different than other MMOs. It's not a traditional MMO, but it's very entertaining. I really think it's the style for MMOs of the future. Also, I think if they're attributing their sales, their $1 billion in sales, to the fact that they're available on so many different platforms, then doesn't that lend credence to the fact that we might be seeing more MMOs on all platforms? I mean, ESO is one of the biggest out there, MMOs out there, and it's currently on all platforms. I don't see why World of Warcraft couldn't come to console. I think we actually are going to see that sooner than later. That does sooner than later even make sense? That doesn't even make sense. It's coming. It's coming. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. We're going to see it. And that does us for today, guys. A slow news day. Some days are just going to be slow, especially as we lead up to E3, but that's okay because we're here every day to bring you whatever news is out there, whether it's a million different news stories or just three. We're here because I love doing this. Thank you very much, guys, for joining me. If you haven't yet, head over to iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe to us there. Share us with your friends. Share us all over the internet. Just shoot us. Shoot us all over the internet out of love. Give us a love shoot. All over the internet. All right, guys, thanks very much. Have a happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. We will see you guys first thing here tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.